Steve, I might start with the ironic observation that my name is Frank Tennyson Brennan, named after my grandfather, who was a member of the Queensland Parliament back in the 20s, 1920s, which actually abolished the upper house. So here we are a century on dealing with the fallout of some of those things which weren't quite predicted.
No.
But in terms of the three issues that you've asked about, I come at it in terms of looking at that what we're dealing with is the situation of a lot of elderly people who are in a nursing home or whatever. It's their home. It's the last home that they'll know. And so the three add-ons by the Queensland Parliament, as you've said, without amendment, are first of all, in jurisdictions such as Victoria, they say, well, look, voluntary assisted dying, we're going to recognise that, but it's not proper for health workers to initiate the discussion with a resident or a patient about voluntary assisted dying. We should wait until the patient themselves or the resident raises the question, and then we might get into it. Well, the Queensland government and now the Queensland Parliament is saying, oh no, the state has an interest in this being seen to be a rational economic choice, and we want to put it right there before people, and if health workers do that, that's fine. And I think that's problematic. The second is that a lot of people, particularly when they're aging and getting towards that last stage of life, they have a very trusting relationship with their general practitioner or with their doctor or their healthcare provider in the facility in which they are. Now, some of those healthcare facilities and some of those doctors will have what obviously the Queensland Parliament now regards as an old-fashioned view, but it's a credible view that's been with us for some centuries as human beings, saying, well, look, we don't want to opt for voluntary assisted dying, and we prefer to live in an environment and have a relationship with our doctor where that's not on the table. And some doctors and healthcare providers will say, look, we just don't do that, and if you want to avail yourself of that service, then go somewhere else, but leave us out of it, what we call conscientious objection.
Right.
Well, once again, the Queensland Parliament has said no. The healthcare provider should then recommend someone who's likely to assist the person with that request. Now, you'll appreciate that for the doctor who thinks that it is assisted suicide and therefore morally objectionable, that might be a problem. And then the third issue is that even where you have a healthcare facility where people have voluntarily come into it on the basis that it has a particular culture and ethos, including that we don't do voluntary assisted dying, what the Queensland Parliament is saying, unlike the Victorian and other parliaments, is no, we want to give access to VAD practitioners to come in, virtually to trespass into those nursing home environments and to strut their stuff. And once again, I think that's an overstep, but hopefully, I mean, once a law of this sort is passed, there's going to be a need for a lot of respectful dialogue to see how these healthcare providers who have done it for a century continue to do it respectfully with the best interests of their patients.
Now, Queensland's legislation, or bill, sorry, was supposedly modelled on the Victorian legislation, but these are three clear areas that goes much further than the Victorian legislation ever did.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Now, can I ask
you... What this is, I mean, those who favour voluntary assisted dying, and they've definitely won the debate generally in Australia, but they've now got this view that it's not proper for private groups, including religious groups, to have a view about what sort of ethos you'd create in someone's last home, their nursing home. It's not proper for them to have an ethos about the relationship with their doctor, and it's not proper to shield people any longer from the reality of voluntary assisted dying, that a healthcare worker should be able to exercise the option of putting it in someone's face when they think it's necessary.
Well, apart from the fact that, I mean, Australia, I think, has a long history of recognising conscientious objection in a range of contexts, but how can those three points not be a clear breach of what would normally be regarded as basic human rights?
Well, they are, and that's why, you know, the farce, if I may say, with all respect to the Queensland Parliament, is that, you know, you've just recently enacted your own Charter of Rights up there, and you've even taken the step with the Queensland Parliament putting in the fact that they say they're recognising the principle of religious freedom. Well, that wasn't put in the Victorian legislation, but they're putting it in here because they're trampling on it. And so, really, the words no longer mean what they say.
Are you surprised? Well, so let me... My assumption is, but I don't know, and I assume you will, that when other states passed their similar laws, they did make amendments, you know, because they negotiated certain parts of the bill to get it through the House. Can you confirm that for me?
Oh, sure, absolutely, and through both houses of Parliament. And that, I mean, particularly in Victoria, because it was the first cab off the rank, there was a lot of very detailed discussions that went on between what you might call various interest groups. Now, it was known once Victoria had legislated, particularly because the voluntary assisted dying lobby had wind in their sails, that they would want to, as they would say, improve on the Victorian legislation. But I think another factor that's probably been at play, Steve, is with, you know, a couple of years of lockdown, particularly for you up there in Queensland with your border closures, etc. I think there's an increasing sense that, look, the state is not to be feared. The state is now our protector. We don't want to be looking to churches or groups of individuals or individuals themselves to be creating an ethos for what might be an appropriate living environment for people who don't want to avail themselves of voluntary assisted dying. No, in this COVID environment, I think it's more that, look, the state knows best, and the state has made an assessment that voluntary assisted dying is a rational economic choice, and it's about time that the citizens got with the game and took it on more readily, and therefore we want to design legislative provisions which can ensure that those people who have old-fashioned ideas about people being spared from having to consider that option, that they be moved to a side and that we can get on with the real business of the state delivering what it regards as the appropriate comprehensive health service.
Well, how can you, can that be called humanist in any way at all?
Well, some would call it humanist, but I mean, you don't have to be religious to take the view that, look, if I'm moving into a nursing home, I'm getting old, I've got the early onset of dementia, I'd like to be living in an environment of like-minded people. And basically, I just have the idea that even though I mightn't believe in God or whatever, the idea of taking a poison or getting an injection to end my life, I do regard that as assisted suicide. And I prefer not to live in a home, my last home, where that was basically being carried out. Now, I think that's perfectly... I'd say it's perfectly humanist. So I wouldn't say that the approach that has won the day hands down in the Queensland Parliament is primarily humanist. I'd say it's more a notion that the state knows best. And as I'm suggesting, I think we'll look back in years to come and say, yes, in the COVID era, this idea that the state knows best, that the state officials know best, and therefore we should put what the state regards as rational economic choices before the citizens.
Are you surprised that it looks like the Queensland Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill will be passed with not one single amendment?
Well, I am, but, it's 30 or 40 years since I've had much to do with the Queensland Parliament on Aboriginal land rights, and, I don't think anyone would regard the Queensland Parliament as being the absolute epitome of a Westminster-style system. And I think it's fair to say, I mean, even if you're all in favour of voluntary assisted dying, to have a complex piece of legislation like this go through without a single amendment, well, that just about tells you the story, doesn't it?
Frank Brennan, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Frank Brennan is Professor of Law at the Australian Catholic University.